Hi, good morning, Disha.
Hi, Subramaniam. How are you?
Good to hear your voice, but it's, I can say your voice is a little not that good.
I know, I have a cold and I'm all phlegmy and coughing and
I heard your first announcement at around 7 in the morning, and that when I was back from the gym. And I was also carrying the same infection. I think the best idea is hit the gym, work out for 1.5 hours, have a hot water bath and you're through.
It works for people like you. I don't know why it doesn't work on people like me. I have no idea. Mine just clings on to me and doesn't let go.
No, I was carrying fever the whole night and I didn't go to office yesterday. Now was I in the gym yesterday. So I said, today, no, I'm not doing it. I'm just going to hit it out and then sweat it out and then have a hot water bath.
You're sounding fantastic, yeah. I'm almost jealous. You're sounding fabulous. But you saw what I was talking about on the road, right?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I was just on the Kandaspura main road and I saw an Audi TT Coupe, a red color one, standing right in the middle of the road, blinkers on, and the guy sitting on the driver's seat doesn't know how to drive that car probably.
I think he's paranoid, Subramaniam, because taking that car out on our roads in our traffic, I will be very scared.
Absolutely. I think for our roads, I don't think that expensive cars will work. Or you should be, confident that, okay, whatever happens, I'll take care of.
That kind of confidence only comes when your dad is Ambani or Birla.
Probably so. Otherwise, the Maruti is the best way.
It's the best. It's made for the Indian roads. Like, you know, I tell people, I don't know why you own Saint Bernards and these really hairy dogs in India. They're not made for this weather, yeah. Mongrels are the best for this, for our roads, for our climate, for everything here, our food, everything.
Yes, India is a different country altogether because I work for a multinational. So they always say that, you know, whatever we need to do, we need to adapt it to Indian condition. We cannot run a European product in India.
You know, I bought this road bike, you know, those thin road bikes, cycles actually, really thin tires. And they said it's a road bike. I said, which country's roads? then, it's not for the Indian roads.
I have one of my uncles who's got a similar one. It's got thin tires. It's a foldable cycle. And he's so scared to put it on the road.
Yes! I've had an accident. I cut my finger. I had to stitch it up because there was a small little pothole and a biker just suddenly decided to stop and look around. And I flew over him. It was like one of those Rohit Shetty films. I was doing stunts on the road and I cut my arm. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, yeah, for Indian roads and Indian conditions, we have to adapt.
I think we can rename our Indian roads as some jumbo circus.
Dude, I kid you not. It's an off-roading trail. We're all off-roaders. We just don't know that. No, but but the weather is some relief. No, good weather this morning.
Weather is beautiful. It's like, I mean, it was drizzling in the morning. Now it's driving with the windows down. It's like a lovely climate, I would say.
Oh, you're sounding so good, Subramaniam.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day, Disha.
Bye.
I just saw your Facebook update of the your recent activity. I mean, good. I mean, really nice day.